Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and with no respect of persons, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. They ask, who is my neighbor and whom should I love? For whom should I do a good? The master related a story and said, it's anyone who has a need. Yes, anyone who has a need. There once was a traveler set on by thieves who beat him and left him to die. A priest and a Levite each saw him in pain, but they turned away and walked by. Yes, they turned away and walked by. What better time than now? Do we need everybody to practice the law of love, by which, if any man lives by this principle, he gains eternal life? A real truth we are learning today in this COVID-19 era, worship is not confined to a church building or a service. Serving God and others is our worship. If we give so little as a cup of water to a soul in distress, or give another a coat to weather the storm, or spend time comforting a grieving soul, we have done so to Jesus. Serving God and others is simply engaging in acts of compassion or relieving the pain and suffering for the less fortunate. Consider this. When others observe you going to church, listen to your religious talk, you will still be judged by your actions. There is an old saying, the bigger the Bible, the bigger the hypocrite. Many people who claim no allegiance to God claim the church is full of nothing but hypocrites. Our scripture lesson focuses on a dialogue with an individual who wants to gain eternal life, but knows he has not attained to the kingdom of God. He is troubled. He claims to obey all the rules of religion. He saw no wrong in himself, but sees himself lost. Our text is found in Luke chapter 10. Verses 29 through 37. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen. Consider this subject for thought. Will you be religious or righteous? We will discuss the failure of religiosity. What are the characteristics of true religion? True religion is not selfish. True religion comes from the heart, bears spiritual fruit, serves God and neighbor. The truth is, we are all capable of hypocrisy at certain points in our lives. We can slip into patterns that betrays our profession of faith. We can be religious and still drift from the precepts of God in our living. But if we are to be called the people of God, we must love others as God does. This message reminds us we are keepers of one another. The quality of our faith depends on it. Let us focus our hearts and minds on a familiar passage in the Bible known as the parable of the Good Samaritan. What we need today are good Samaritans who aim to connect with their neighbors who are in dire straits. We contend with afflictions every day. Wickedness is everywhere. There is never a loss of victims at the hands of evildoers. Genuine faith will truly connect to a neighbor in distress. The sad reality is that many never bother to relieve the suffering of others. In our ever-rushing society, we are too selfish, distant, uncaring, and indifferent to our neighbors. It's every man for himself. Much a man's suffering is inflicted by his fellow man. People at least expect Christians to aid stricken victims. When confronted with the suffering of others, there are primarily three attitudes people will have. First, people will be unconcerned. If you have fallen in a ditch, the unconcerned will walk by and see your need, but they will walk by without stopping. The unconcerned will not lift a finger. Second, people will be committed. If you have fallen in a ditch, the committed will walk by, see you in distress, gaze at you, and do nothing because they have other pressing needs they are committed to. Third, people will be involved. If you have fallen in a ditch, the involved will walk by and see you in distress and out of compassion spares no cost to rescue you. How do you respond to a spiritual need? Are you unconcerned, committed, or involved? Three men respond to a spiritual need. The first two men represent the religious. The third man, the Samaritan, represents the righteous who aim to connect with their neighbor by applying acts of mercy. Consider this. You can't be connected to Jesus and be disconnected with your neighbor. When you see your neighbor in dire straits, will you be religious or righteous? In our text, a lawyer confronts Jesus with a question, not to seek spiritual truth, but to entrap Jesus into speaking against the law of God. The religious order of that day aimed to prove Jesus' teaching was lacking credibility and was not conformed to the traditions of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus answered the lawyer's question with a question. No doubt the lawyer and expert of the law knew the answer. The lawyer replied, "Love God with all your being and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus affirms the lawyer answered correctly. The lawyer realizes he failed to entrap Jesus. The truth exposed his failure to live by the commandments to love God and neighbor. The lawyer learned neighbor referred to those beyond his friends, but included avowed enemies such as the Samaritans. The lawyer's hypocrisy is exposed in his talk with Jesus. The law says to love thy neighbor. He would never consider a Gentile or a Samaritan as a neighbor. But still, he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" This lawyer was not fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus replies to the lawyer's question with an illustration of a Samaritan, an avowed enemy of the Jews, who became a neighbor by an act of mercy on a fallen victim. In talking with Jesus, the lawyer admits the Samaritan was the loving neighbor. Jesus advises the lawyer, "Go and do likewise." Eternal life is within the lawyer's grasp. If we had a similar talk with Jesus today, like this lawyer, we too would need to admit all men are neighbors. We would need to talk about our obligation to love others. Loving our neighbors is our validation of our love for God. God sends us neighbors that are in dire need to be loved. Will you be religious or righteous? Consider three points as you contemplate your answer. First, there are folks who are religious but are devoid of mercy and compassion. People are caught in the grips of evil and bad situations. God ministers to these by giving a divine charge to his righteous people to be agents of mercy in the world. The Levite and priest proves the fallacy of religion, devoid of mercy and compassion. The priest was a religious leader. This priest could have talked with the high priest and interceded for the stricken man. He recognized the man's spiritual need and did nothing. The Levite was a lay leader. He had access to temple leaders who could render the needed aid. Instead, he too passed by and left a stricken man to die. How could temple workers be so heartless in leaving a man to die like an animal? Both knew the law, but their religiosity led them to violate the law by neglecting their neighbor. This is a sad illustration of common indifference we show to others in dire need. If your faith lacks compassion, then you are merely religious. Genuine faith always extends mercy. Your response to the distressed, afflicted, or sick puts your love for God on display. Second, the righteous repays evil with goodness. Engaging in acts of mercy is priority for the righteous. The third man to encounter this stricken man is a Samaritan. Note, the stricken man is a Jew who hated the Samaritans. This stricken man is in the hands of his enemy. The Samaritan took the stricken man, put bandages on his wounds, and paid for lodging so he could rest and recover. By his actions, the Samaritan had proven himself to be righteous. The Samaritan could easily have left the stricken man to die, as did the Levite and priest. The Samaritan was a neighbor to a man who called him an enemy. The Samaritan reflects the saving work of Christ. The Samaritan paid the cost for the stricken man to recover. Jesus paid the cost to heal our wounds from a life of sin. It took an enemy of the stricken man to render the works of mercy. The Samaritan proved his faith by applying goodness and not vengeance. The Samaritan understood his neighbor to be any man in spiritual need. The Bible says, "He who despises his neighbor sins, but happy is he who is gracious to the poor." Will you be religious or righteous? Third, God's providence often places the needy and those who will help within reach of each other. This story urges us to drop religiosity. Religiosity is not the same as practicing faith and applying the works of mercy. In your mind, you might be religious, but the Bible requires you to live the life of faith. The Levite and priest were both obligated by office to relieve affliction, but they passed by a man in spiritual need. Certify your faith by doing the works of mercy when you discern spiritual need. It is never an accident when the afflicted crosses your path. God ordered your steps so you could help the afflicted souls. God chose you to be minister and intercessor. Know that God directs you to places where people need the loving presence of Jesus who lives in you. Will you be religious or righteous? We must go beyond the ease of a church service and apply spiritual aid to the lives we touch each day. God primarily uses human agency to rescue those who are afflicted. You too were left for dead on the Jericho road of life. It was God's grace that sent Jesus Christ, the Good Samaritan, your way to pay the cost to save you. Thou do likewise. Recall the words of Jesus. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. In conclusion, today our faith is stretched, unlike before. COVID-19 has forced us to be isolated from one another. There is little or no embracing one another unless with family and behind closed doors. When we shop, we're in and out, back to the car, a dash home, and we're safely tucked away behind locked doors. We are changing into an affectionless society toward one another. It's easier now to send a text message instead of conversing in person. Technology makes life convenient, but it replaces the personal touch of ministering and truly caring for one another. When we lose sight of one another, we are less inclined to connect with our neighbor. Much of our creature comforts are designed to increase isolation. The more we isolate ourselves, the more indifferent and distant we are to the needs of others. The next time God puts a lost soul, a dying soul, an afflicted soul, a hopeless soul, or a wretched soul in your path, will you be religious or righteous? Again, be reminded, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. When the opportunity comes to connect to your neighbor, will you be religious or righteous? God bless you all.